Blog Talk Radio.
Yep, yep, it's me.
Come get your blessings here. 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 I know a guy who just giving these away. He hold it down, you ain't even got to pay. Before they disappear. Come get your blessings here. Frustrated. Over stress, all the bills are due, living in a mess, there is something here, that is made for you, feeling praises up, we'll get those blessings through, he gon' hit the shoe, she gon' dance her do, they gon' sing a song, and anything will do, living to the fullest, according to his will, you gon' catch a blessing, he gives all worth a million, and people who's around me will think I'm talking crazy, I wouldn't worry about
that. Real quick, that's my son, y'all. He did my intro for me. I love it. I love it. Get your blessings here. That's my son, Chef Mike Dub. That's what that is. Listen, good morning, everybody, and welcome again to Rita's Crimson Cafe, the Rita Two Wheel Show. Man, it is a beautiful, gorgeous, wonderful Saturday morning today, April 13th, Saturday, 10 a.m., right here in the big, big, big city of Dallas, Texas. Listen, you know what? Before I go on, nothing, you know what? I get excited. So before we do anything, I got to kick things off right. You know how we do. Bow your head and close your eyes. Bow and close. Thank you, Lord, for this another opportunity. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And before we go another further, I got to say good morning to my mama, Miss Edna Pemberton. She's not sitting right here with me right now, but she is listening. So good morning, mama. And also, I got to say good morning to my peoples, y'all. Them is my peoples. My four boys, I call them my four guardian angels. That's right. That would be Chef Mike Dub, BJ, my drummer, Brian from Daniel's Digital, the entrepreneur, and also to my youngest one, Sergeant Williams in the U.S. Army. He is stationed right now in the city of, he is stationed right now in Hawaii. And I got to give him a shout-out to him and his beautiful wife, Esther. They just had a brand new baby on April the 10th. That's my new baby, y'all. I'm another Gigi again. She was born April the 10th, and her name is Olivia Rain. Good morning, Miss Rainey. This is Gigi, and you will be seeing and hearing a lot from me, girl. Yes, you will be. I can't wait just to come to Hawaii and see you. Now listen, also I got to give a shout out to my other children, y'all. I always tell everybody that God didn't give me girls because he knew better. He knew we wasn't going to last. Me and four girls, ain't no way. But he blessed me with some girls later on in life. So I got to say good morning to my girls, and that would be my two daughters, and that is my honey bear and my baby bear. Good morning, girls. I love you dearly. And my daughters-in-law. So I have my sugar bear, my mahogany bear, and my honey bun. I love you all. So, yes, that would be four boys and four girls. So I love all of my children. You guys have a wonderful day today. And I got to say good morning to these two little people who ride along with my ride or die. I call them my little homies. Now, listen. First of all, I want to say good morning to Miss Jazzy. Good morning, Jazzy Cakes.
Good morning.
That's my girl. All right. Wait. I'm sorry. Let me go back a little bit. Got to say good morning to my sisters, Jean, Lisa, and Myra. You my rock girl. Those are my rock right there. And I say good morning to Jazzy. Y'all already heard from her. And the man of the hour, the man of the day, the man of the weekend. That's right. My grandson, he is 10 years old today. This is none other than the one and only Arthur. The creative, the artiste. He is Travion Jermaine Williams. Good morning, CJ.
Good morning.
Oh, it's his birthday, y'all. He is entering into the double digits. He is 10 years old today. So you guys, stop what you're doing. ain't nothing more important right now than wishing my grandson a happy birth. That's why I said birth with an F. Happy birthday to my grandson. Okay, and he said do a shout out to his cousin, who is CJ, who also had a birthday this week. It was April the 10th, right? And a shout out to my oldest sister, my big sister, the chaplain, the Reverend Minister E. Jean Pemberton. She, her birthday was April 11th. So good morning, Jean. Happy birthday to you. My goodness, some wonderful birthdays this month. To everyone else who had a birthday this week or anniversary, happy birthday to you. Happy anniversary to you. But once again, most importantly, happy birthday to my grandson. Oh, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Oh, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Oh, yeah. Happy birthday to you. Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Uh-huh. You look good.
You look good.
You look fine. And I hope you have a good time. Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah. That's for you, TJ. Y'all ever see that big old smile on his face? He's just grinning from ear to ear. His smile is reaching over from one ear and reaching over to the next ear. Yes, it is. So we are going to be celebrating his birthday all day today, you guys. We are. He wants a water balloon fight, and we're going to give him that. And then he wants to go to Chili's. He wants to go to Celebration Station. He just wants a whole bunch of stuff. Just a whole bunch of stuff. But you know what? He deserves it. He is an author of 14 books. And right now, three of them are already uploaded, are already published, and you can find them on Amazon. And if you want to know how to find his book, it's called Midnight Prayers. And you have to type in his entire name, Treyvion, T-R-E-A-Y-V-E-O-N. Again, that's T-R-E-A-Y-V-E-O-N. That's how we spell Treyvion. It's spelled differently. So if you spell it incorrectly, you may not find it, okay? So again, it is Treyvion, T-R-E-A-Y-V-E-O-N, Treyvion Williams, Midnight Prayers. Or you can type in Midnight Prayers by Treyvion Williams, and then it should come, it should pop up for you. So support this young author, the young black man. Yeah, support this young black man. Once again, we'll be celebrating him all day today. But now listen, the show today is called Tax Time. It is tax time. The tax man cometh. Yes, he does. Pay your taxes. Don't get caught not paying your taxes. I want to see everybody win, okay? So now, regarding the taxes, please remember. Now, listen, I know. Times are a little bit difficult right now. It's a little bit challenging right now. Budget is tight. Money is tight. Inflation is up, but the salaries are not. And so people are doing any and everything they can to make ends meet. But please let me implore you. Let me encourage you. Let me instruct you. Let me please plead with you. Do not cheat on your taxes, okay? I would hate for those things to come back up and bite you later on, okay? Because it does have a habit of catching up with you. I know there are a lot of people who would let someone claim their child on their taxes, right? So they can get more. So that person will get more money back, and then they split some money with you. They break you off a piece. Please, don't do that, okay? And I'm not saying I'm all good at two-shoes and all that kind of stuff. I'm not being judgmental. All I'm saying is I would hate for that to come back later on and catch up with you, okay? Because sometimes it has a habit of doing that. And when it catches up with you, you have to pay the taxes that you would have paid back then, and then you have to pay late fees plus penalties. And, of course, there is a possibility of the penalty of, being arrested, going to jail. And I don't want to see any of my people going to jail, okay? I don't want to see any of my people going to jail. I know everybody's trying to get as much money back as they possibly can on the, for the tax refund so that you can pay off some bills. You know, maybe pay off some bills, maybe get a couple of things, maybe take a trip, maybe get a car. I understand that. I promise you I do. But I just don't want to see you later on having that car repossessed, getting everything you have repossessed, your bank account being frozen, you know, and things like that, right? So I just want to encourage you all. I want to plead with you all to let's make sure we are doing our taxes correctly so that later on down the line it does not catch up with you and you don't have either, you don't end up having to pay for that later on in life, later on down the line, because it does catch up with you. I think they're done. It does catch up with you later on, okay? And I'd hate for that to happen. But so, the tax. Now, if you are unsure of how to file your taxes, now you know. Now people always tell you things about the IRS, right? About how about the IRS. Like they tell you, you know, you have to go. You hear the commercials that the IRS, you know, they're like the biggest collection agency in the USA, and they freeze your accounts, they do audits and all that kind of stuff. While they do all those things, but the IRS also works with you on your taxes. Like if you are behind on your taxes, reach out to the IRS. What they will do is they would put you on a payment plan, and they will ask you how much you can pay a month. They really will do that. And then if you're late on your payments, they don't just go in and start garnishing your wages immediately and start, you know, and they don't do all that until they have exhausted every other opportunity to try and get you to pay your taxes, right? So what they will do is they will send you reminders. It will be a letter in the mail. They'll send you reminders like, hey, we didn't get your payment last month. You know, can you please pay your taxes? And then, you know, so they don't, people are so afraid of the IRS because they're thinking that they're just, but they, you hear scary stories about them. But the truth of the matter is, and that's I know from firsthand experience, because there was a year when I messed up on my taxes, and so I had to end up paying. But, like I said before, I contacted the IRS. I did not contact a tax attorney or any of the other agencies. I contacted the IRS personally, directly, and I spoke with a really nice agent, and she said that, you know, I just needed to, they asked me how much I could pay per month. They told me how much I owe and how much how much taxes I owe plus penalties and plus fees. I'm sorry, plus late fees and penalties. So they told me how much it was. Needless to say, I couldn't pay it all at one time, but they asked me how much I could pay per month. I told them how much I could pay per month, and then that's what was said. Like, I gave them how much I could pay. I did not, you know, they didn't say, okay, well, we need you to pay, you know, this much money every month. What they did, they asked me how much I could pay per month. And, of course, you have the option to pay more if you can. And my payment, my monthly payment was like, when I tell you, it was like $30-something dollars a month. However, like, if you want to pay, you know, if you want to pay it off early, you know, if you want to add something to it, you can. So I paid $30 a month, and of course I added more to it. I paid as many payments as I could, as much as I could, and got my taxes paid off early, my back pay, my paid off early. You know, of course, but it wasn't. Like I said, they're not this big, scary, monstrous agency that people make them out to be. You really should work with them. So reach out to the IRS directly. Allow them to calculate your taxes, you know, or like if you think you can't do it, you know, just talk to them and they will work with you. They will work with you, and they're very nice about it. Now I will say this: I don't know about everyone else's personal experience with the IRS, but I'm just telling you what I've experienced, and it was actually very, very pleasant. It was very pleasant. I got behind on a couple of my payments, and like I said before, all they did was send me a reminder. But it wasn't like a threatening reminder. It wasn't like, if you don't make this payment, we will garnish your wages, you know, blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. I'm pretty sure they have communication like that they send out, after they've already reached out to you, and after someone has already ignored them for a period of time. Or if you know that you have not, if you know that you have not filed your taxes in a number of years or whatever, reach out to the IRS and then let them know what you can do. You know, just speak with them, talk to them like a human being, like an adult, like a grown up, and let them know, and then they'll work with you. So let's, you know, so do that. Also, so that's if you're behind on your taxes. Also, please remember, don't cheat on your taxes. Okay, go ahead and there are a lot of people right now who have small businesses. Remember to, like, when you're doing your billing and when you're doing your, let's say, your accounts receivables, please remember to set some aside. Set some money aside because you know that you're going to have to pay your taxes, right? For those of you who have employees, you got to pay your employee tax, right? Your employer's taxes. So you got, you know, just remember to do those things. If you're going to be a business, go ahead and be a legitimate business. Don't just hustle, right? Also be a legitimate business. So you have an employee identification number, right? Your EIN number. Use that EIN number and you know, go ahead and report your taxes the way that you should, the right way. And I promise you, you'll be good. But listen, I just wanted to take this time out to say it's tax time. Also, this is the beginning of the second quarter, right? April begins the second quarter. So let me just ask all of you this. Have you all reached your goals for the first quarter, your financial goals, your business goals, your personal goals as far as health-wise, your personal finances, your goals as far as maybe charity-wise, you know, helping other people, whether it's going to the homeless shelter and reaching out to, you know, helping out the women and children in the battered women's shelter, you know, things like that. And things like that, you know, have you read all those things? And then if you have not, guess what? It's okay. Let's make the second quarter better than the first quarter, right? So we are going to, I'll be posting things all day, all quarter long, every single day I'll post at least something to kind of help push, to encourage us to reach our goals for the second quarter, you know, if we did not reach our goals for the first quarter. You know, apply for those of you who have small businesses, go ahead and apply for those grants. There are a lot of grants that you can apply for, as well as loans if you want to, you know, take out a loan, a small business loan. I would suggest that you would don't bite off more than you can chew, right? So if you're going to take out a loan, please make sure you're able to pay it back with the interest, okay? So that way you can increase your credit score, your business score as well. But if you can get these grants, you know, grant funds, those are the funds that you do not have to pay back. But you just have to make sure that you have your business plan together, that you know, you know, you're able to let them know what your finances are looking like, what your profitability is looking like how your business differs from every other business in the industry that you are in. So right now I am running three businesses, but I have two. I'm applying for grants, small business grants, for these businesses. So I have Rita Sue Will Productions, which includes this radio podcast. It also includes the stage plays that I produce on annually. It includes the five books that I've already written, and it includes the musical productions that we do. So, for example, I have a CD that that's going to be coming out later this year. So, and then I also have interns who come and do some work for me, and they use that for college credits. You know, so then I have my grandson's business, which is TJ's Midnight Movement, and you know, so he's written, like I said, he's got 14 books right now. Three of them have been published already, and we're working on doing the publishing the other 11 books. One is being illustrated right now, and then he's also got some other things. He's got visions for his other books, like his activities/coloring books and his remote control toy dog that looks like a puppy that he lost, a cereal that includes a miniature puppy, you know, a toy puppy. you know, things like that. Then I'm also with Tanjay Island. That's my granddaughter's business, where she makes lip glosses and lip balms and bath soap, hand sanitizer, necklaces, bracelets, you know, things like that, body mist. And so we're, you know, applying for small business grants for all of those businesses. And now she's got people who want to franchise parts of Tanjay Island, you know, in the island of Hawaii, and also somewhat in Longview, Texas. So, you know, we're working on these businesses as well. And I too, like I said, am working on applying for small business grants. So I would like to see everyone succeed. So let's make the second quarter even better than the first quarter. No, all of my children in some way or another have businesses and careers that they're working on individually. All of my boys are entrepreneurs, and they all have their own businesses that they're working on. My daughters, you know, one is an actor, and she's on the show that's called Chosen that a lot of people have seen. It's on TV. It's on Netflix. It's on, I mean, it's on regular TV, and she's doing well. My other daughter, my honey bear, she's it. You know, she has her own business, Inside Look Live, LLC. And she does well with her business. My oldest son, Chef Mike Dove, he has his own business, you know, High Kingdom Productions. And then Brian, Daniel's Digitals, and my youngest son, who is working on his acting / singing career. And then my drummer, BJ, who is working on his music career. I mean, everyone is doing something. And so I want to push everybody to make sure that the second quarter is even better than the first quarter, right? Let's get back on track. If we need to get back on track, let's get back on track. And if you've done well, if you reach your goals on the first quarter, let's make sure we have this second quarter already mapped out and reach the milestones that we've set for the 3 months in the second quarter, right? So I just want to encourage everybody to do that. Get that business going. Don't forget about your health, right? Let's lay off some of this junk food. Hey, we can all start these small gardens in our own homes, like the inside gardens and the small backyard gardens. You know, if you live in a house and you have a backyard, if you live in an apartment, you could do a small indoor garden, you know, or on a patio, you know, using cups and using, you know, the hanging gardens, you know, just so many different options. And so that we will all stay healthy. Eat some more vegetables this quarter. That's right. Not only fruit, but more vegetables. You know, take your vitamins, get some exercise, go walking a little bit, ride your bike a little bit, you know, do some jumping jacks a little bit, do a couple of push-ups, a few sit-ups. You know, just make every day a little bit better than the other day. I'm not saying you have to all of a sudden start bench pressing, you know, 5,000 pounds, but I'm saying do just a little bit. If you haven't done any sit-ups in a few years, start with 5 sit-ups in the morning, 5 in the evening, 5 and 5 at night before you go to bed. That's a good start. Take a walk around the block. The weather is really nice today. Take a little walk around the block. Go to the park, you know. Just get physical, you know. Be more physically inclined and all that good stuff. I want to see all of us win. Don't forget to go to church. Hey, I'm a church girl. You know how I am. I am a Christian. Let's start, you know, having a greater, a closer relationship with the Lord. Pray every morning and then every night before you go to bed. I'm sure you pray over your food before you eat it. If you haven't done that, start doing that. You know, just the little things. Read one small scripture every day. Start there. And you'll notice how you'll have more joy. Even regardless of the things that go wrong, you'll see that you don't get mad so easily. You don't get frustrated so easily. You know, things like that. So I just wanted to encourage everybody. I'm going to end the show right now. Excuse me, because I got a lot of things to take care of today, but I still wanted to get online and once again say happy birthday to my grandson, TJ. Happy birthday, my boogaloo. That's my boogaloo, y'all. So happy birthday, TJ. I pray everyone does well today, and I pray all is well. This does it for today's show. I'm just going to cut it short by 6 minutes, but that's all right. That's okay. We're going to see you next time anyway. And I will see you guys next week on Aunt Rita's Crimson and Aunt Rita's Crimson Cafe right here on KTTMRadio.com.